This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Symbol, S-I-M-B-O-L, first name Mario, M-A-R-I-O, the date of birth, June 16, 1978, date of evaluation, January 30, 2024. The identifying information, the claimant presented a California driver's license, D like boy, 7072569, which correctly identified the claimant as Mario, M-A-R-I-O, Tungol, T-U-N-G-O-L, Symbol, S-I-M-B-O-L. The chief complaint, 45-year-old male with history of end-stage renal disease and generalized weakness, the HPI. The patient is a 45-year-old male with multiple medical problems, period. He is known to have history of end-stage renal disease and coronary artery disease, period. He underwent 3-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting in August of 2018, period. He was known to have chronic kidney disease and subsequently developed end-stage renal disease following IV contrast and coronary artery bypass grafting, period. He has had chronic ulcerations of the lower extremities, period. He is noted to have limited exercise tolerance, period. His exercise tolerance is approximately 1 block, period. He reports dyspnea after walking 0.5 block, period. He further describes 2 kilo apnea, period. The past medical history includes 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number coronary artery disease, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number osteomyelitis, past surgical history, status post amputation, right fifth toe, next number 3-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting is noted. Medications, aspirin 81 milligrams 1 daily, calcium acetate 667 milligrams take 2 TID, allopurinol 100 milligrams 1 daily, isosorbide mononitrite 120 milligrams 1 BID, pregabalin 25 milligrams 1 daily, clopidogrel 75 milligrams 1 daily, hydralazine 10 milligrams, 1.5 tablet TID, pantoprazole 40 milligrams 1 BID, atorvastatin 80 milligrams 1 daily, glipizide 10 milligrams 1 BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams 1 daily, metoprolol tartrate 100 milligrams 1 BID. Allergies: dicyclamine, question mark. Family history: father died with cancer but had history of CVA. Social history: patient reports prior cigarette use. He further reports prior methamphetamine use. Review of systems: constitutional. He has had no fever or chill. He has generalized weakness. Skin, he has diffuse scarring. Eyes, he wears glasses. Respiratory, he has dyspnea on exertion. Cardiac, as per HPI. gastrointestinal, he has diarrhea, genitourinary, he has no frequency, urgency, or dysuria, musculoskeletal, unremarkable, neurologic, no headache or dizziness, psychiatric, unremarkable. The data review limited data is available for review. Patient noted to have history of congestive heart failure, hypercholesterolemia. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 194/87, pulse 71, respiratory rate 20, height 5 feet 6 inches, weight 190 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. HEENT. Head is atraumatic, pneumocystolic, pupillary polyomyelitis to mitral accommodations, clear or clear. Extraocular muscles are intact. The vision, the left eye is 20/50, right 20/50, both eyes 20/50-1. The oral cavity reveals poor dentition. Cardiac, there is regular ring rhythm. There is normal S1 and S2. There is a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border, period. There is increased JVD, period. The left arm reveals an AV fistula, period. There is a bruit present, period. Abdomen is flat, no masticle tendon is noted, back, no CVAT, genitourinary, normal exam, rectal deferred. Skin, there are multiple tattoos involving the chest, period. There are diffuse papilla, hypertrophic, pruritic rash involving the extremities and trunk, period. Chronic scarring is noted to be present, period. The extremities reveal an ulceration involving the dorsal aspect of the left foot, period. Musculoskeletal, otherwise normal range of motion. The impression, this is a 45-year-old male with multiple medical problems, period. He has underlying coronary artery disease, and history of coronary artery bypass grafting, period. He has multiple underlying risk factors, including diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, period. His point of care glucose today is noted to be 392, suggesting that his sugar is uncontrolled. His blood pressure is noted to be uncontrolled at 194/87 beats per minute. Period. Correction, 194/87 millimeters of mercury, period. Overall, this suggests a patient that is poorly compliant with medication, period. As noted, he has prior history of methamphetamines and cigarette use, period. He has underlying dyspnea, period. He further has symptoms of orthopnea, period. His symptoms of dyspnea and orthopnea most likely is related to his underlying coronary artery disease, uncontrolled blood pressure, and possible diastolic dysfunction, period. He has history of end-stage renal disease, and it is unclear how much of his volume status is creating his symptoms of dyspnea and orthopnea, period. He has a poorly healing ulceration of the left lower extremity, and this may indeed represent some degree of peripheral vascular disease, period. Overall, comma, patient is felt to be unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, exertion, pulling, or bending, period. Medical source statement. This 45-year-old male with a detailed history as noted is occasionally able to carry 11 to 20 pounds, period. He is never able to carry 21 to 50 plus pounds, period. He is occasionally noted to be able to lift 11 to 20 pounds, period. He isn't able to perform tasks of a sitting nature, period. He is able to walk up to 15 minutes and without interruption, period. The maximum in an 8-hour day would be 8 hours, period. This is Dr. Lawrington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Mario Simba.